Chaos in Salem by Millie.
Oren.
Ava.
Gavin.
And Chloe.
It was October of 1684. Abigail Williams ran every night to meet her beloved James Schuyler. However, Selina Smith loved him also. She ended up with a son that she was never supposed to have had, and James later died. But as the infant approached his first years, she found herself caring for her son. For the rest of his childhood, she loved him like she had never loved another. Now, it is March 22nd of 1692. Gideon Smith is 7 years old. Selina is 23.
Can I tell you a story tonight?
I'm getting old for that, Mother.
But he scooched over to make room for her anyways.
Okay, then. Once upon a time.
The next morning, Gideon came down the ladder from the loft.
Morning, Mother.
Good morning, sweetheart. How did you sleep?
But his reply was drowned out in a knock on the front door. It was the jailman, William Harvard. He had come to have Selina sign her warrant of arrest, for she had been accused of witchcraft.
Witchcraft? But I'm not a witch. I have a son, William. He doesn't have a father. If I will leave, he will be alone. He's only 7.
But it didn't matter. She was to come to her formal trial in 1 hour. Selina Smith went back into the house.
I will be gone for a few hours in town. I love you, Gideon. Be strong, no matter what.
She left for the courthouse and marched down the aisle to her place at the defendant's podium.
Selina Artemis Smith, tried for accused witchcraft. Please state your case.
Please, sir, I don't have a case. I don't even know why I'm here. I've been accused of witchcraft, yes, but why and by whom?
You were accused by Abigail Williams. She sensed you trafficking with the devil.
But these accusations are based on fear. I would hardly call that solid proof. If I should be tried for being who I am and doing nothing wrong, then may others see me and understand why this is so nonsensical. No one here, before this started, would have thought that witchcraft was present in this village.
You have no proof that what Abigail presented is false. You have hereby been sentenced to a hanging.
At the same time, Gideon had become worried. He set out to find his mother, and in doing so, ran into Abigail Williams, who was on her way to the courthouse.
Oh, hello there, Gideon. I understand that your mother has been accused of witchcraft.
Accused? My mother is the nicest person in the world. She couldn't have been accused.
I'm afraid things are not always how they seem. She deserves what she will get. Oh, yes, she will soon see that I have risen above her after all. Your mother has been accused, my dear Gideon, and she will die knowing that she has failed. She raised you to be as weak as she was, and her little plan to discredit me has failed in the end.
Gideon balled his fists with trembling anger.
You're wrong! She wasn't weak! Neither am I!